Did you ever wonder if there's more to pharmacy than just retail, industry, and hospital? Well, guess what? This is the episode for you. Okay, buckle up as we briefly dive into the world of unique pharmacy careers and explore different paths that are less traveled. You may not have heard of these careers, but they are brimming with opportunity, and it's something I want you to start thinking about today. Welcome back to another episode of Capsule Rx Podcast. Today, I'll be your host, Dr. Jovan Lazo. I feel like it's been a while since I did a full episode, but this one will be short, but I am delighted to get back to recording and talk about what I want to talk about, which is five unique pharmacy careers that I want you all to start thinking about. Because when I was in pharmacy school, I was stuck with the three main careers that everybody knows about. All right, there's retail, there's the clinical, and then industry, but nobody really knew much about industry. So that was kind of like a distant third option that I probably would not get a career in. So it was really just retail in the hospital setting. But I do believe that there's opportunities for you to learn things now and start building up your CV, start building up that resume in order to go ahead and pursue maybe one of these careers that I mentioned today, all right? And as a bonus, I'm even going to include different people, all right? I'm going to mention different people for these careers that you could possibly reach out to. But before we get started, one of the things I wanted to say was thank you to everybody that's been sharing our content and subscribing on YouTube. We've been growing on YouTube, and we're at 118 subscribers the last time I checked. All right, 118. So I'm super happy about that. Thank you guys. Been putting a lot of content on there, so I appreciate all that. And another thing, I know I've been behind on the episodes. However, that's been due to me having so many services and so many people reaching out and connecting and building that network. All right, guys. So just want to say thank you so much to everybody that reached out, that we were able to help during the services for residency, because all of them were able to match phase one, which excites me so, so much. I'm so happy that they matched phase one. So excited for that. And then I'm also excited for the opportunity to help people match in phase two. So we've had some people reach out for support and help for phase two process. So keep y'all posted on that. Hopefully we can go ahead and get them to match phase two as well, because that is always the goal. We want nothing but to see you all be successful. So thank you guys so much for tuning into the content, engaging with it on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, and thank you guys for the people that we've been helping with the services. You've been really implementing the strategies and the different things we've been telling you, and that has helped you lead to success. All right, you've been disciplined, you've been putting in the work, you've been putting in the effort, so I just want to give you all your praise, and I just can't stop smiling, so I'm so happy. But that's besides the point. Thank you guys, thank you for the love and support. Now let's go ahead and get started with today's episode. Number one, sports pharmacy. That's first up. So sports pharmacy is really a niche type of career in pharmacy, and it's one that you always heard about doctors playing a vital role in athletes' health and performance, right? But now you're starting to see pharmacists being incorporated in it, okay? They're helping to monitor to make sure these athletes are taking the appropriate medications, that maybe they're not taking medications that are too damaging for their kidneys or too damaging for their liver, making sure that they are taking the appropriate supplements and no supplements that are part of the anti-doping regulations, right? You might have heard of athletes being banned because they took some substance that they didn't know had this one weird thing in it, a name I can't even pronounce in it, and so they couldn't go compete in the Olympics. So they couldn't go compete for the rest of the NFL season. They couldn't compete for the rest of the NBA season, whatever the case may be. So that's something right there. Sports pharmacy with managing meds, providing those great supplemental options, but also making sure that they do not cross anti-doping regulations of whatever sport they're playing in, or whatever national league or Olympics, whatever. So sports medicine is something super interesting and something I want you to consider. So if you love sports, if you always had a dream of working with athletes, right? You have that passion for sports. You have a passion for health when it comes to athletes, supplements, nutrition, if that's kind of your niche and the things that you're into, there's a career for you in pharmacy. I know it's shocking. I know. Everybody thinks that there's only like four or five different jobs out there. No, there's plenty of jobs. And there's even a sports pharmacy podcast that you could tune into to learn more about it. And I will say this, if you believe any of these five careers that I mentioned, if you want to learn more, send me a message. Send me a message. I'll reach out to somebody who works in that field. I will definitely get them on the podcast. I will interview them. And that right there will be your connect to get into this field. Okay? That will be the connect. I'm literally going to give you the alley-oop in order for you to slam dunk it. I'm going to give it to you. So that was first up, sports pharmacy. Next, we venture into pharmacy publishing. Shout out to Janan. I absolutely love her. Okay. Janan's amazing. And she's the one that kind of really introduced me to the publishing world, right? When it comes to books, ebooks, different things like that, you could be a pharmacist who publishes things. You could publish a children's book. I've seen a couple. I've even bought one. Okay. So it's like you can do certain things within pharmacy if you love writing, you love researching. That's your area. That's your arena. You can contribute to medical journals. You can contribute to textbooks. All those books that people had to pay for in college, guess what? People wrote them. So you can contribute to that, right? And you can even contribute to some online content. So pharmacy publishing, whether it's articles, blogs, books, journals, ebooks, whatever you name it, it exists. And so if you love writing and you think publishing is something that you're into, pharmacy publishing. And Janan's incredible. You can reach out to her. I believe her Instagram's at Book of Janan. If anything, I'll include it in the show notes for you to go ahead and reach out to her. And I believe her publishing company off the top of my head is Publishing Doses, I believe. I'll include both of them in the show notes, all right? So check out the show notes. I'll include both of them so you can go ahead and check her out. Next, as I scroll through my notes, next up we have web design. That's number three on our list, all right? So through Janan, this is the Power Connections, I was actually able to meet someone named Thierry. And Thierry is involved in web design. And that's something where you can blend healthcare and technology to create an online platform that is suitable for healthcare professionals. You love tech. You love being creative. You love colorways and everything like that. Guess what? There's a field for that. It's called web design, right? So let's use this as an example. We all heard of Micromedics. We've all heard of LexiComp, ClinPharm, all these great resources. Well, there's a new one called Pearls, P-Y-R-L-S. This is not an ad. I do not have a relationship with them. I do not know Pearls at all. But their stuff is so colorful, so user-friendly, right? Anybody who's worked in the healthcare setting, if you've used Epic compared to Cerner, compared to Meditech, compared to some of these other electronic health records that are out there, you know Epic is by far the most user-friendly and easy to operate. It is not even close. And one of the reasons for that is because of the design team. So as a pharmacist, you could be a part of this design team to create different things, right? People are coming up with apps. People are so innovative and creative nowadays. You could be the one to help design a website. You could be the one to help design a platform, a app, a software that benefits healthcare professionals and make sure it's user-friendly, making sure they have the necessary things that a pharmacist would want to look at, that a doctor may want to look at, because you have that expertise. So that's something that if you're really into like learning web development, you really love tech, you love healthcare, and you understand that there is a digital need right now in the pharmacy industry. There's a digital need for creativity, to do things that are different. Web design might be that career for you. It just might be. All right. So Thierry is another one. I'll include her in the show notes. You can go ahead and reach out to her directly, or if you want me to kind of curate the conversation, let me know. I'll go ahead and set that up. It's not a problem. Now let's transition to number 4, medical marijuana. I've talked about this one before, and I keep seeing it on LinkedIn, so I know this field is rising. Okay, so with the rise of medical marijuana, more people utilizing it to deal with their different ailments and their different conditions, the role of a pharmacist in that field is emerging. It's emerging. And so a pharmacist can help provide recommendations on which strain or which marijuana is best based off the rationale why the patient is going to be using it. A pharmacist can help provide information on the different side effects and adverse effects that could come from taking this medical marijuana. So really help educate and empower the patients to make the right decisions when it comes to the marijuana. And this is not a field that I actually know somebody in, but if you're listening and you want to learn more about medical marijuana, shoot me a message. I'll find somebody, I'll interview them, and I'll get the information that you need. I might even let you be a part of the episode if you're interested. So please, let me know. And also just like overall, just like when you think about with medicine, right? There's so much knowledge in pharmacology. Well, with medicinal marijuana, there's a lot of pharmacology around the cannabis. So having an expert in the pharmacology of cannabis and being capable of providing those patient counseling skills, that's indispensable. That's priceless, okay? That is literally priceless. And so that's why if you have a passion for being involved in patient counseling and being involved in this emerging field of medical marijuana, maybe a role as a medical marijuana pharmacist is the career for you. Next up, number 5. Actually, the last one. We're only going to do 5. So number 5, pharmaceutical industry consulting. Okay. So we're going to tap into the industry a little bit. The industry side of things, but if you explore a consulting service, that's when you can advise like up and coming drug companies on drug development, regulatory compliance, market strategies, a lot of unique things that you probably didn't learn in pharmacy school, but you would have gained that in a fellowship or through your career. So if it sounds enticing to you to be a part of drug development or be a part of regulatory compliance, right? Being a part of those market strategies, maybe consulting is for you. Now, I will say that usually comes with some extra level of learning, a higher level of learning to have that type of role. So you may have to consider getting an MBA. You may have to consider getting a consultant license before doing these things because it's going to require strong analytical skills, without a doubt, and expertise in pharmacy regulations. So you want to make sure, like, if you're getting into this, like, you just absolutely love learning those things because it's a whole nother realm. I know that's not for me, but if it's for you, that is awesome and you are needed and you should go explore it. If you want to learn more about these things, you already know, not hard to find, all right? So the 5 topics that we kind of talked about are the 5 different careers that we talked about: sports pharmacy, pharmacy publishing, web design, medical marijuana, and pharmaceutical industry consulting. 5 different careers that you could explore today, all right? And each one of them offer a different unique blend of challenges and rewards. They also require specific skill sets and passion. But if they sound interesting to you, start exploring the path today. And who knows? You might actually find the niche that's right for you in this vast world of pharmacy. And that is literally all I want, okay? So please, please, please reach out to me if you want to learn more about any of these 5 careers, and I will do the best that I can to set this up. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. I greatly appreciate it. You know I'm not hard to find. Go ahead. Follow me on all social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, @new_CapsuleRx podcast. You guys are the best.